Basic saturation use that actually works. Beginner edition, drum and bass in Ableton Live. Today we're going to make your mix feel louder, punchier, and more finished, without doing the classic beginner move of boosting EQ all over the place or slamming a limiter on the master and hoping for the best. Saturation is basically controlled distortion. And in drum and bass, controlled distortion is a superpower. It helps drums cut through heavy bass. It helps bass translate on small speakers, and it helps groups feel glued together in a way that just screams this is a record, not this is a loop. Here is what we're building in this lesson. 1. A drum bus saturation chain that keeps punch. 2. A bass harmonics chain so your sub doesn't disappear on phones. 3. A mix-safe parallel saturation return that you can blend in like an energy knob. And 4. One quick automation trick that makes the drop hit harder without actually making your master peak higher. Before we touch any drive knobs, quick session setup so the saturation behaves. Ideally, you've got a drums group with kick, snare, hats, maybe a break, and a bass group with sub and some mid layer, like reese or growl. On the master, keep it simple. Don't put heavy limiter on yet while you're learning this, because you'll lose the ability to hear what saturation is really doing. And levels, aim for your master peaking around minus 6 dB FS while mixing. That headroom is not a vibe thing. It's practical. Saturation reacts to level. If everything is already too hot, you'll accidentally clip and your choices won't be intentional. Now, mindset. Saturation has three main jobs. If you remember this, you'll stop randomly throwing distortion on things and actually get results. Job 1. Harmonics. Making something more audible, more gritty, more present. Job 2. Transient shaping. Either adding perceived punch, or flattening it if you overdo it. Job 3. Glue and density, making layers feel like one thing, especially on buses. In drum and bass, a good default is harmonics on bass, transient help on drums, and blue on groups. All right, step 1. Drum bus saturation that keeps punch. Go to your drum group. We're going to use mostly stock Ableton devices, because honestly, Ableton saturator and drum bus are more than enough for professional DNB. Recommended chain order is saturator first, then drum bus, then optionally glue compressor. Let's add saturator to the drum group. Set the mode to analog clip. Turn soft clip on. That combination is super reliable for DNB. Now set drive somewhere between plus 2 and plus 5 dB. Start at plus 3. Important, level match. This is where most people mess up and then they think saturation is magic, when really it just got louder. So here's a coach move, do a ceiling check. After the saturator, add a utility. When you push drive up, pull utility gain down so the drum group peaks about the same as before. If you want an even stricter version, you can temporarily add a limiter after the chain, set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB, and make sure it's doing zero gain reduction, while you tone shape, then remove it. The point is, you're judging tone, not volume. Now a dialing method that actually works. Push drive until you clearly hear the saturation, like, okay, that is obvious. Then back it off by about 20 to 30%. That prevents thy got used to it and now it's fried problem. What are you listening for on drum bus saturation? You want the snare to feel a bit more solid in the front, and the break to gain mid-range confidence. You don't want the whole loop to turn into flat cardboard. Next device. Drum bus after saturator. Start with drive at about 10%, somewhere in the 5 to 15 range. Crunch at 0 to 10%. Go easy. Crunch is one of those knobs where 1 mm can be a whole personality change. Boom. Start at 0. If you do use it, keep it subtle, like 0 to 15%. Set the frequency around 50 to 70 Hz for modern DNB kick weight. And be careful because if your bass and kick are already big, boom can blow up your low end fast. Damp. Try 10 to 30% if the top end starts getting fizzy. This is your stop the sand control. And again, trim so bypassing drum bus doesn't trick you with loudness. A quick solo tip. When dialing drum saturation, don't just solo the whole drum group. Solo snare plus break. That combo reveals harshness instantly. Hats can fool you, because they always sound exciting when distorted right up until they sound like a spray can. Optional step. Glue compressor at the end. This is not for loudness. This is for these drums feel like one drum performance. Set attack to 10 milliseconds so transients still pop. Release on auto or about 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Lower threshold until you see 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Makeup off and manually match output if needed. If you're getting 4, 5, 6 dB of reduction here, you're probably turning your drum bus into a pancake. Back it off. Now step 2. bass saturation that translates on small speakers. Indeed, NB, a pure sine sub is insane on a club system and basically invisible on a phone. So we're going to keep the sub clean and put the dirt where it actually helps, the mid layer. If you already have sub and mid separate, great. If not, duplicate your bass track. One becomes sub, one becomes mid. On the sub track, do this. Put EQ 8 first, low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Use a steep slope like 24 or 48 dB per octave. Optionally add saturator, but tiny. Drive plus 1 to plus 2 dB. Soft clip on. That's just rounding peaks, not adding character. Roll you should memorize. If your sub starts buzzing in the 200 to 500 range, you're saturating the wrong layer or you didn't filter properly. Now on the mid layer, we add the harmonics. Option 1. Ableton Roar, if you have it. Choose a mode like warm or dirt. Keep drive low at first because roar gets intense fast. Inside roar, use its filter to high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, sometimes even up to 250 depending on sound. This makes sure you're not distorting the low end. This audio version is shortened for playback.